Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank the Lord that you were able to join me today. We're continuing on with a message I've entitled, God's End Time Gideon Ban. There are rich lessons that can be learned from God's dealing with Israel during the time of Gideon's leadership of that nation. He was one of the judges of Israel, and we were looking how God was spiritually preparing him for the task that he called him to do. Just like us, sometimes we feel very unqualified and unable to step up to the whatever God is asking us to do. You might think, well, someone else can surely do it better than I, or I'm not gifted, I'm not qualified for that, but that's not how God looks at us. He sees the grace of God abounding to us. He sees that His strength is made perfect in our weakness. And so the purpose of this particular message that I'm sharing with you is to encourage and embolden your own heart, that whatever sphere of influence you have, wherever you are in life, you might be a young person, you might be advanced in years. There's no retiring from the army of the Lord. What we do in various seasons of our lives does change. God is very aware of our circumstances. He's aware of our abilities. We don't have the physical strength and stamina in golden years that we do when we're in our 20s, but nonetheless, there is a wisdom and a sense of experience that has been gleaned through the decades. So every one of us are important to God's plan for this hour. He needs every one of us, you and I. So don't look at your circumstances. Don't look at your qualifications. God wanted you to be alive right now, and He has a plan for you. So let's go now back to the story of Gideon. He was called of God. God overrides his objections. There was a preparation of his heart. He had to respond to God. He had to recognize spiritual truths that, regardless of how he felt subjectively about himself, his own personal feelings, God was calling and commissioning him. So there was a pulling down of the false altar of Baal. There was a building up and establishing of true worship, the altar of God. And then the Spirit of the Lord came upon Gideon. As we saw in verse 34, the Spirit of the Lord came upon Gideon, and he blew a trumpet, and Israel began to be gathered to him. Beloved, we must not only wait for the anointing, but expect it to come when we move out in faith. And God was so gracious to Gideon. Obviously, he was not extremely confident, and he puts out two fleeces, if you will, the wool of a sheep, in which at one point the fleece was to be soaked and the other it was to be dry. He was basically wanting divine assurance that God really was with him, that it really wasn't just his own imagination, the imagination of his heart. Exactly the way we are. We need to be assured time and time again, and God is gracious to do that. So what we see divine timing and a personal reassurance that God was with him. The Lord confirmed the timing of the attack. It was the third day. The fleece was simply a divine confirmation that he was indeed guided by God's will. And beloved, today we don't need to set fleeces before the Lord, but in our own lives, we will see God assure our heart. He will lead and guide us in all righteousness if we will seek His face in prayer. And as we pray to the Lord, there will be a twofold witness. There will be the working of His Spirit within our hearts. We will feel that inner witness in our heart, that soft, still voice of the Spirit speaking to our hearts. And also there will be external circumstances guiding us, providence working together, a special token of God working in our external circumstances to show God's leading. Let me just give a very personal example. There are two wonderful saints of God, Jim and Debbie Erickson, who I've known for over 20 years. At one point, before they moved from the San Francisco Bay Area, they were very involved with Unveil Christ Ministries. She was our worship leader. Jim was growing in the prophetic. He was part of our ministry team. And then the Lord opened opportunity in another area for them to move and have their own home, so they went. However, we maintained contact over the years. There was a bond in the Spirit that God had placed, and when I moved to Idaho, I extended to them an invitation to move to this area and work with the ministry. Well, they certainly had warm feelings about that. They felt it was of the Lord, but it was a matter of timing. And as it turned out, this is a literal, specific example of how God moved. Debbie had a wonderful job in a particular field. She was in the insurance field. She was working with Christians. She loved her job. She loved the office she was working in. That had been her field for many decades, but she was especially happy with her present position in the Sacramento area. And lo and behold, they get a notice, all of the employees, that the company is moving out of state. They were welcome to move with them to Missouri, or they were given notice to find other employment. So you see, God sovereignly showed that He let them know this was now the timing for them to make relocation to the state of Idaho and join with Unveil Christ Ministries. So this is a very clear example how God moves in external circumstances. He'll do the same for you, beloved. And so if you're seeking God right now, if you're wanting God's direction, because as I said, God is in a position of positioning for the last number of years. He's been doing that. Friends of the ministry, personal friends, they've relocated to various locations because for the end times that are upon us, God wants us in a particular geographical place. Now, He may continue to have you to be in the position and the place you are in. There's no safer place to be than in the center of God's perfect will. I'm just going to take a moment because I feel to pray. Father, there are those who are listening, and Lord, they've responded. They hear the Spirit of the Lord speaking to their hearts through this message, just as God called Gideon. He was fearful, Lord. He didn't even want to do what you called him to do, except you said he was a mighty man of valor, and that's your word to us. We're all mighty men and women of valor because you've said we are. We may not feel that way, but you have said we are. And so, Lord, Father, I'm specifically asking those who are seeking your guidance and direction, just as Gideon needed the reassurance by those two fleece he presented before you. You answered prayer. You were gracious. You gave him divine confirmation and timing. So, Father, I pray for those who are especially seeking your will, your favor, your guidance regarding ministry, regarding practical aspects of their lives, regarding accepting a job opening, regarding moving, Lord, in all these ways. Father, I pray that you will confirm to them out of your word, out of by the witness of the Holy Spirit in their own heart and life, through external circumstances in their lives, through the word of others, somehow, Lord, you will confirm in varying ways your specific will for their lives. Father, I've always loved that passage that says, "Thou wilt lead me in a plain path, Lord, because of our enemies." Father, I thank you that you will lead them in your path of righteousness for their lives, for your name's sake. In the name of Jesus, I praise you and I thank you for it. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, beloved, God is faithful to do that. He will make a way for us. He will make a way for you, and you can rest assured that God will go before you. All right, so let's go on now, and we don't have a lot of time, but I do want to just begin what the Lord has to share with us in the 7th chapter of the book of Judges. Then Zerubbabel, that of course is Gideon. Who is Gideon? And all the people, remember he blew the trumpet, and those who had ears to hear responded. all the people that were with him rose up early and pitched beside the well of Herod, so that the host of the Midianites were on the north side of them by the hill of Moreh in the valley. Now, what do we see here? The Midian camp was north of Gideon on what they call the Hill of Teacher, and it runs roughly east and west, creating an effective block from the valley northward to Tabor. And on the southern slope in the valley below, the Midianite horde was spread out. So basically, what do we see? That Gideon began with an advantage of location on a higher ground. Now, let me share verses 2 and 3. And the Lord said unto Gideon, the people that are with thee are too many for me to give the Midianites into their hands, lest Israel vaunt themselves against me, saying, mine own hand hath saved me. He didn't want them to become conceited. And he goes on in verse 3, now therefore go to, proclaim in the ears of the people, saying, whosoever is fearful and afraid, let him return and depart early from Mount Gilead. And there returned to the people 22,000, and there remained 10,000. In other words, go back home, anyone that's fearful. So what do we see here operating? God wants to prove himself God. He wants no natural agency able to be attributed to his working. Beloved, that's why sometimes circumstances have to be impossible in your life, so you can know that it's the very hand of God. And when Gideon blew the trumpet, 32,000 responded. The enemy host was 135,000. Beloved, those were rather staggering odds, and yet God is still wanting to cull the army that was with Gideon. Oh, beloved, we're at a crucial point, but my time is gone for this broadcast. We're just going to have to continue next time. I do hope you can be with me, because it gets even more exciting, praise God. Well, I just love to be able to share the word of the Lord with you. I do invite you to become part of the UCM spiritual family. I will pray for you personally, then also give our contact information. I look forward to receiving your letter. I look forward to joining with you next time we're on the air. God bless you. I love you. And until then, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606. Or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh,